We had an influx of about 30,000 refugees recently, and now that the rainy season is just a couple of days ahead, we are rushing to bring the refugees away from the border area because it's a very unsafe area here, very close to the border. And today we are relocating around 500 to 800 refugees to a refugee camp, which we have set up about 2 weeks ago.
Why are the refugees at this particular border?
The refugees come from a region very close from the border, from Darfur, and they are all fleeing inter-ethnic tribal conflict. And many of them report that their villages have been looted, that their villages had been burned down, so they could do nothing else than crossing the border. Most of them are coming by foot. Most of them are just moving by night because they are scared that fighters will catch them. And as this border area is very remote, it's very hard to travel further on. So basically they are a bit stuck in this area. And now we are like mobilizing all resources, all trucks, all buses that we can get in the region to move them to a safer area.
With the refugees living in such dire conditions, what is their health situation right now, especially when you're looking at the most vulnerable, such as the women and children?
The women and children, which make up most of the refugees, they come in a very, very poor health condition because they have been walking for a long time. And in this area, there is not much clean water available. So basically, we are rushing to move them as quickly as possible to the new refugee camp because there we set up medical services, medical screening, nutrition screening, and the most important thing there, we have clean water that they don't catch waterborne diseases. And most of them have been sleeping out without any protection, so their situation here in the border area is quite precarious.
Is there any concern at this point of any outbreak of diseases?
At the moment, we are very glad that there are no medical major issues, but of course we have cases of diarrhea, especially for small children. This is very dangerous because they can dehydrate quite quickly, and our medical staff here are especially monitoring that. But luckily at the moment there are no major diseases which have broken out.
What is the security situation as you all are moving the refugees?
The security situation in general here in the Chad area is quite calm. Also, there was heavy shelling heard a couple of days ago at the other side of the border. So we are aware that this situation is quite volatile, and that's also why we are really rushing to get away from the border area. Not only the refugees, but we will also move our office close to the refugee camp, which is a bit further away than we are now.